Now that you have the blueprint, it's important that you get some tools. I'm going to introduce you to three tools over the next three videos, each of which are designed to help you get answers to all those questions, the four elements of the onboarding blueprint. Tool number one is the deep dive. Here's what the deep dive is. What you're doing is you're structuring your conversations with all of those key stakeholders and people that you know you need to build relationships with. You're structuring the conversations through a series of questions that are consistent across each conversation. Now, I'm not saying that you wouldn't ask different questions of different people, you certainly can, but you want to have a bank of questions that are consistent across everybody that you talk to, because you can start to verify and vet the kinds of people you're interacting with. You can start to compare and contrast answers to see, are they aligned? Do they see things the same way? Are some people more evasive? Are some people more direct? Do some people throw people under the bus? Do some people tend to talk overly positively? What you'll start to get a really helpful map of the people that you're interacting with when you have a consistent bank of questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you a consistent bank of questions. You can get this in your download guidebook, which you can use to do any onboarding experience. So here are the questions you want to ask every person. You're going to do this, by the way, in one-to-one meetings with both your direct reports, maybe some lateral people, potentially your boss, could be other stakeholders. So here they are. Ready? First one is you're going to share your background and your why. So this is really just, you're just sitting down with them and going, hey, I want you to know a little bit about me, and I want to tell you a little bit about why I do what I do. Make sure you have some kind of a why. It's really, really helpful for people to get to know you. They get to know your heart, and you get to share something deeper than just, here are all the things that I did and I'm ticking off my resume. You're actually saying, this is why I'm passionate about being here. This is what lights me up. This is what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's the first one. Second one is you want to ask them their background and their why if they know it. They may not know it, but you might just ask, why do you do what you do? What excites you about this? Not only what have you done, but why do you do it? The next one is you want to ask them, what are the biggest challenges facing the organization? Just kind of a big open-ended question, but you're doing an open-ended question to get them thinking out loud. And the first thing that comes to mind is usually the thing that concerns them the most. And you'll start to see how everybody sees the challenges of the organization. And you'll start to get a really accurate kind of topographical map of what's going on in your system. The next question you want to ask is, why is the organization facing these challenges? Why do you think the organization is facing these specific challenges at this time? This is another great question to get at all the different things that they believe are going on underneath that are maybe unseen. Maybe they're going to point out some key market conditions. Maybe they're going to say, you know, there's something going on with the boss, or this team isn't working right, or the team dynamics, or we don't have the skill. Whatever it is, that's going to be really critical. Not just what the challenges are, but why they're facing those challenges. Next question. What would need to happen in order to overcome those challenges? Here you're just getting their best advice, you know, and it's implied you're kind of getting at what you are asking for, which is what they think you need to do, which you'll ask at the end. But this one is really just giving them a chance to get through what would need to happen. If they could wave a magic wand and fix everything, where would they start? What would they fix? And then the last question is really where you just get overt. If you were me, what would you focus attention on? This one is so helpful because what it does is you're getting at clarifying expectations. You see, you're not only managing and clarifying the expectations of your boss, you're also managing and clarifying expectations of everybody else around you, because the bosses, whether they know it or not, they have set expectations for everybody. So the boss might have been talking about, man, this person is amazing. They're this incredible fundraiser. They're going to just build this amazing business development. They're going to be awesome at this. When in fact, you were never really told that, but everybody else is waiting around for you to like, when are you going to do your business development thing? We're kind of waiting and we're not seeing it. And you're going, well, he told me that I was supposed to rebuild the system over here, not go out and raise funds. I mean, yeah, I did that in my past life, but you can see how these things can easily get misunderstood. So that's what you're trying to get at. And now we're going to move on to another set of bank of questions to try to get at those other four areas that we talked about. So here are the additional questions. What is the organizational vision and strategy? So here's what you're asking for. You're not asking for the words on the wall necessarily, though that's fine if people want to say that. You're trying to get a sense for, do all these people that I'm talking to, do they even know what the vision is? Do they see the strategy in the same way? This is where you get at the question of, are we aligned or are we not aligned? Next question is it truly being followed? So you can ask them, oh, that's the strategy, that's the vision, that's helpful. Is your sense that this is being followed pretty well? And that'll give you another indicator of whether or not things are working. Next question is, what are the cultural and political landmines to avoid? Now, this one you could ask quite directly. In fact, I recommend you ask it directly, but you're also asking this question in general of yourself at all times. You're looking for, are there key landmines in here that I haven't paid attention to, that I can't see necessarily, but I'm gonna start to notice. But you can always ask them directly, like, what are those key landmines and political issues that I should definitely avoid? People will usually have a pretty clear opinion on that. The next question is, where can you achieve early wins? Now, when I say you in this case, you're referencing this to yourself. Where can I achieve early wins? Now, this is probably not one you're gonna ask directly of somebody else because they won't always know and you don't wanna get a bad steer. So, but you're genuinely looking for, as you're hearing answers to all the questions that you've been asking, one of the things that's gonna come out of this is a couple of key action items are gonna fall right in your lap. And you're gonna ask yourself, how do I get an early win on some of these key action items? Early wins are things that are easy to implement and are usually high impact. And third, they matter to your boss. So that's how you get to an early win. And the last question you want to be asking is, what new capacities does the organization need? So you can ask this question directly to a person you're interviewing. And that is just, you know, here's all the challenges. Here's what needs to happen. Are there capacities that the organization is going to need in order to respond to these challenges? Maybe there's not enough creativity. Maybe there's not enough, you know, financial acumen. Maybe there's not enough who knows what, certain skill set. But you're looking for, are there any gaps that we need to be thinking about filling? And are there ways in which I might be able to fill those gaps? So that's the first tool that you're going to want to use, structured interviews in a deep dive setting, consistent, and you're going to be taking notes and gathering all those notes. And eventually what you're actually going to do is you're going to take those notes and develop a hypothesis. That hypothesis is, hey, I think here are the key priorities. I think these are the key challenges. Here's what I think is going on in the organization. And as a result, I think this is where I should probably be thinking about starting my work, if anywhere. It may take you a few weeks, 3-4 weeks to kind of get that hypothesis up and running. Don't feel you got to rush this. Just start working your hypothesis. Present that to your boss and say, here's my working hypothesis about what I think is going on. Get the boss's confirmation. Make sure she buys in off on it and she says yes to it or makes the clarifications, whatever it is. And then you take that and you bring it to the team that reports to you and you present it to them. You go, hey, look, had a great conversation with each of you individually. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for getting to know me. Thanks for letting me get to know you. Let me walk you through what I heard from all the conversations I had and what I think is going on. This is a formal presentation you want to give. You want to put it in writing or in a slide deck or something that basically says, here are the main issues that I see happening in the organization. And in a minute, I'm going to show you a tool to help you organize your thinking a little bit so that you can develop an action plan. Okay, so that's tool number one. In the next video, I'm going to introduce you to the next critical tool. It's called the STARS model.